Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Many people are wondering today whether the 1930s are repeating themselves. Here's an article by Express, which was published on December 8, saying this. It does seem that the world is now dividing into two defined camps. On the one hand, there's the United States and its NATO allies, plus Israel in the Middle East, and its Indo-Pacific allies, including Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Vietnam, and the Philippines, among others. On the other side, there is Russia, Iran, North Korea, and very probably China, a new axis of evil, if you like. Plus, in South America, there is Russia's new best friend, Venezuela. All of which combined appears to be scarily reminiscent of Europe in the 1930s, with the rise of Hitler and Nazi Germany, and of Italy and Mussolini, and the regime of Franco in Spain, and Japan was threatening the dominance of the United States. Could we be witnessing the plain sight, the gearing up, for another world conflict? It can happen by default as well as by design. None of which is particularly helpful for Ukraine. Nobody wants to say it, but the Ukrainians are quite clearly fighting NATO's proxy war against the clear and present danger of Russia under Putin. If Ukraine succumbs to the Russian onslaught, where next? Poland? The Baltic states? If that were to happen, then NATO would become directly engaged via Article 5 of the North Atlantic Treaty, and the resulting war would be terrible to behold. Is there going to be such a war next year or after that? Are we going to experience a war between the United States of America and NATO on the one hand, and Far Eastern nations such as Russia and China on the other hand? In addition, people are wondering what is going to happen to our economic situation. Because, you see, we had a Great Depression from 1929 until 1941, and the height of which was in 1933, again during the 1930s. Is something like that going to repeat itself? Now, the Daily Mail wrote on December 24, economist Harry Dent claims the effects of a coming crash will be obvious by May of 2024 and will slow the economy for over a decade, like it happened during the Great Depression. He told Fox Digital, if I'm right, it is going to be the biggest crash of our lifetime, most of it happening in 2024. He added, when this asset bubble bursts and the price of everything, especially housing, comes back down to reality, imagine, not only can you buy the house you want at half off, you can buy twice as nice a house here for the same mortgage you were going to get before. Sounds great, but, goes on to say, market bubbles are characterized by a rapid rise in stock prices before a sharp fall. And Dent says that sky-high prices are going to plummet next year. People will be hurt the most by the real estate crash, which he says will drop housing prices back to 2012 prices. He said that's a 50% crash for the average house, which went down 34% in the last crash. More than the Great Depression, more than any time in history. Is that going to happen in 2024 or afterwards? You see, a crash is going to happen. I'm absolutely convinced of it. The question is when. And so we have a lot of human reasoning, human speculations by human experts in all kinds of different fields, whether it's the economy, whether it's war, But there's only one source which can tell you for sure what is going to happen. And that source is the Holy Bible. And so we have prepared a free booklet, Biblical Prophecy, From Now Until Forever, which is going to tell you what is going to happen in 2024 and beyond. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.